we need to check it normally.
A surge of red salmon is swimming up the Kuskokwim River. Barb Carlson and Maggie Bobby need to find someone to check their fish wheel this evening.
Yeah, because they'll be going back up, won't they?
Barb and Maggie usually check the wheel themselves, but they both have enough salmon and want others to get a chance.
I'll bet you by the time we're done, there's 200 people that have eaten fish that came out of that wheel.
That's Barb, the louder voice.
All I need is like 4 days, I'll be done.
And that's Maggie.
2 days smokes.
Barb and Maggie have been running their wheels since May. Gray-headed with dark, expressive eyebrows, the pair, both about 60 years old, have been fishing together for nearly 2 decades.
Y'all are wearing the same hat.
It's our fishing hat.
We're on the beach in front of Maggie's cabin. It's off the grid, only accessible by boat, and a half mile from Barb's. Maggie picked 60 reds this afternoon from the wheel and is taking a break from cutting. The day is perfect. Blue sky, warm sun, green hills, and the Kuskokwim flowing by.
That's what I miss when I go other places, listening to the water, the waves, the wind, because I don't have electricity.
The friends started running their wheel 3 years ago, as the king salmon stocks dropped and fishing restrictions grew tighter.
And we could fish when it was closed because we could throw back all the kings and dogs, whatever fish we didn't want.
And the kings are all released, and they're amazingly alive. These things are jumping and struggling.
They're not bruised.
Maggie's daughter and grandchildren have come down to help cut. The issue of who's picking fish from the wheel this evening isn't resolved. Barb and I head across the river to the wheel. Barb climbs out of her boat onto a wooden raft anchored a dozen feet from shore. Beside her rotate the wheel's long arms.
It just goes round and round all by itself. Here comes one.
A 6-foot-wide wire basket lifts a red salmon from the water. Rotating upwards, it slides the twisting fish into a box below. In midair, silver scales flash in the sun. The wheel's wooden arms stretch 12 feet and form a cross. Each arm is a paddle that catches the water, turning the wheel. The baskets are at the end of two of the paddles. They drop the fish in a hole in the raft where a wire box sits sunk in the water.
So how many fish would you say are in here?
It's really hard to tell by looking, but I'm going to say there's probably 20 or 30 in there right now. And in fact, that looks like a king. If I can grab him, I'll release him right now.
Barb grabs a dip net and shoves it in the box, reaching for the king. But it disappears. All we see is the grayish blue of red salmon and the green of chum sliding and vanishing. Both Barb and Maggie say they'll never go back to setting a net.
I can spend hours out here on a day like today just listening to the wheel go around. On a whole nother subject, I need to go and get to my telephone and try to line somebody up for the evening pick.
It's a toss-up on whether the fish wheel saves labor compared to gill nets. You have to check the wheel twice a day. It's heavy, and you have to push it out on shore in the fall and pull it out in the spring. You have to raise the wheel during high water and clear out brush. But the wheel saves gas because there's no drifting. The fish are in better condition because they're fresher, and you only keep the fish you want and let the rest continue on alive. A few hours later, we're back at the wheel. No one else could make it out for the evening, but Maggie's daughter and her two friends are helping.
Let the kings go.
Using dip nets, the girls haul the thrashing fish from the box.
There you go, shovel them in.
They toss the twisting fish into Barb's boat. Dozens of fat, shiny reds fill the bow. The chums get tossed in the water along with the kings.
Bye-bye.
Barb shoves a knife into the gills, bleeding the fish. Red blood and mucus smear the writhing bodies and splatter Barb.
Last? Oh, it's a king. He can go. Thanks a million, girls. Now you can go swim and wash it all off. Okay. I'm going to have you get in. Have fun!
Half the fish will go to one of the girls' mothers. The other half will go to the owner of Sleep Mute's only store. The fish wheel, a design from the past, may turn out to be a design for the future. In Sleep Mute, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.